Hi, is this John?
Yeah, this is Johnny.
Hi, Johnny. It's Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke a little over a month ago regarding branding John's Rusty Tools on the first page of Google, so you can get those calls directly to you, especially for things like window boarding. Something that you were interested in just kind of wasn't the right timing for you. I wanted to follow up and see if maybe this might be a good time to get a website out there, get that website where people can find it and call you on their own.
So can you give me the scope of what you guys do again? Like
completely
on the website building and stuff like that.
Right? Well, yeah. I mean, a website's an important conversion tool because it gives people that see it the reasons to call you, lets them know that you do what they're looking for. But the important thing is getting that website on the first page of Google. So we'll do that by kind of cross-referencing and backlinking your website to the content the search engine search for. It's almost 70 different directories, so you will have things like a Yelp listing for your business, Facebook page, Super Pages, Manta. All the dozens of directories known to the public and unknown, they're all equally important, and they all function a little bit like a website. They talk about your services in your service area. They get indexed when someone does a keyword search. Of course, they'll link to the .com website that we'll build for you. I was able to include that website at no additional cost. There's also going to be a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads, and that will get you found quickly throughout your entire service area. And the price was reduced back then down to $249 a month. I could actually honor that reduced rate, so it would still be exactly $249, and that's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees because the calls come directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it would be that exact amount, that flat rate of $249.
Okay. So I have a quick question. So if would there be a way that I could get you guys, because I talked to some other companies. I've been getting a lot of calls from companies, and most of them I didn't really like the sound of or whatever. This does definitely sound interesting, especially since it's not necessarily a lead base. But another thing I'm wondering is, would you guys create accounts on other sorts of websites where there's, you know, those kind of search engines, like... none really come to mind, I guess, off the top of my head. Sorry, I'm a little distracted. I'm driving around right now.
That's okay. Yeah, so, I mean, it's important to have the content that the search engines search for. And it's not the businesses that have been around the longest or have the biggest company or do the best job. Those are not the ones necessarily that are listed on the first page. The businesses that have more content online relating to that person's search in that area, those are the ones that get put on the first page of that local map. So they get listed ahead of their competitors. They get more phone calls. So that's where things like Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages, those are important. But really, it's Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, Rated All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu. It's the content that most consumers, even most so-called SEO companies, have never heard of. They don't create it for their customers. But that content is going to be stuff that you have that is important to Google that your competitors won't have. So especially in competitive industries, you know, the more content you have that Google cares about, the better. We are Google partners, so we know what directories they index. Even when they change that algorithm, they share it with us. If they want us to add new directories or not create certain directories, we are always in that conversation ahead of the curve to make sure that you always have the content that Google wants to see. That's what's going to put you in that local map where you are going to appear ahead of your competitors and get more phone calls. Obviously, you use Google. You know you won't be the only company that pops up when someone is searching for those types of services. And, of course, not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call your company. But that's a good thing. I mean, you're not getting a bunch of random phone calls. You're not getting calls from people that are looking for an estimate or the cheapest guy in town. You will get calls from people who made an educated decision to consciously call you directly after seeing your website. So they'll know that you do what they're looking for before they decide to call you, so it's going to be a very high conversion rate. And, of course, no matter how fancy a website is, if it's not on that first page, most people will never see it. So we list you where people will find you. It's a professional.com website. You'll actually have the option to make changes to your website on your own, or we would do those changes for you. Either way, it's not going to cost you anything. It is included. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website is included at no additional cost.
Okay. And it was $250 a month, you said?
It would be the exact amount of $249, no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. It would just bill once a month for that exact amount.
Okay. I do think I'm a little busy at the moment, but tomorrow I will be at home getting some more stuff set up, pretty much trying to – my biggest goal right now has been getting – pretty much people in. Advertising was much harder than I thought. I've been running around doing handouts. I've been going to real estate agents.
Yeah.
I've been going to apartment complexes and giving them a bid on, like, you know, painting.
Sure,
their room.
Sure.
Like that.
Well, you know, the thing about most advertising, you're kind of casting a wide net, hoping that you catch something. Like a billboard, you know, even if it's on a major highway, if people don't need the service, they're not even going to look at it. If they need the service, they might not see it. They might not see it in time to get the information. But when you're listed on Google where people can find you on their own when in that exact moment when they need your services, that's going to be better for you because, you know, you're not really advertising. You're marketing your business towards the people that need your services, and you get those calls directly to you. So it does take a lot of the guesswork out of the advertising. Google is kind of the go-to where people who don't know who to call are gonna do that search. You know, I mean, it used to be the yellow pages. We used to just flip alphabetically to the service we needed and call usually from the beginning of the alphabet. That's why 20, 30 years ago, most smart business owners were AA this or AAA that. It put them ahead of their competitors alphabetically in the phone book, which is how we found companies back then. The other part of it still works the same. You know, the guy that we decide to call, the guy that answers the phone, the guy who's available and has a fair price, he's the guy we hire, but we don't use the yellow pages anymore. We grab our smartphone and we jump on a computer. We Google it, and like I said, Google, of course, doesn't list alphabetically. They look for relevant content. So this is definitely going to get your phone ringing. I really only need a few minutes of your time if you can spare it today. I get that you're probably busy for the follow-up call, but our technician's going to call you maybe today or tomorrow, spend about half an hour talking about hours of operation you want to be listed for, forms of payment that you accept, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one. Of course, we'll talk about your services and your service area. If you've got a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one with your suggestions. We would take care of all of that in a follow-up call. If it's something you wanted to do, I would really, you know, honestly need about 10 minutes of your time right now to get everything set up and then schedule that follow-up call for either end of the day or tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, it's John.
I'm going to go in and out a little bit.
That's okay. If you need me to repeat anything, please don't hesitate to ask. And I think I've got most of the information that I need already. I've got it as John's Rusty Tools, John apostrophe S, John's Rusty Tools as the business name. I've got the phone number that we are speaking on. This is the phone number you want your customers to call, right? That's the business number?
Correct.
Okay. And it's a smartphone, right? You can receive text messages on that number?
Correct.
Okay. I might have mentioned in the last call, everything has the click-to-call feature, so the calls will come directly to you. If they do fill out the contact or lead form on your website, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone's trying to reach out to you. I've got John's Rusty Tools as the email address on here. I do have an address on file, but we're not promoting it, right? Your service base, you go out to the customer, no one ever does come to you, right? There's no physical address or brick-and-mortar showroom?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And Google is, you know, pretty much expecting service-based businesses to kind of be run out of the truck. If you don't have customers come to you, they don't expect you to have that physical address. You'll just be listed city and state, not even the zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. And then, you know, whether it's Tacoma or Kent or anywhere you want to go, we can get that taken care of as well, especially with the social media and the paid Facebook ads, which are included. I do, in fact, have the information that I would need to schedule that follow-up call. One thing that I would do, and it takes about 5 minutes, is to read what's called a voice verification. We are Google partners, so it's required of us. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're including the website at no additional cost, that we're reducing the cost down to that $249 as an exact amount, that we're even waiving your setup fee. The voice verification is recorded, Johnny, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Like I said, I am required to read it even before I ask for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Like I said, I'll be very respectful of your time, and I'll get through this as quick as I can without being rude. The voice verification reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?"
John's Rusty Tools.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. Mr. Sample, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Johnny Orion Sample, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And then as the owner of John's Rusty Tools, Mr. Sample, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Johnny, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Of course. Then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Sample, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Of course.
Of course. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason we ask, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for any of the content or the services that we're already providing. Equally or more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information is always accurate, current, and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Sample, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Perfect. And we'll do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. We will also make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, with it being a month-to-month service, that flat rate of $249 setup fee, waived, and website included. This part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, which I'll actually waive, will be charged today's date, the 6th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. That is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls do come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard costs of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. And again, we are including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, including concluded at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 6th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Once again, Johnny, that rate will never go up. It is offered on a month-to-month service, meaning no contract. You can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause the service if you get more work than you can take on or want to go on vacation. The service can also be paused seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Sample, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Johnny, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Sample, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that does actually conclude the voice verification. And then for that first payment of $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Pretty sure it's a MasterCard.
MasterCard. Is the name on that card your name, the business name, or both?
I'll have to double check real quick. Give me just a minute. I'm pretty sure it is. I'll just be guessing. Let me double check.
Okay, no problem.
I could use my personal card, but since this is a business purchase, I'll probably use my business account.
You can always change the billing information as well, either have us do it for you. You can certainly call us, or you can access that through your tracking and reporting system, too. So not just to see where your work is coming from, you can also update billing information, print out tax purposes for, or print out invoices for tax purposes. But you said this one was the business card?
Yes.
So is it John's Rusty Tools on that card?
It is. Johnny O. Sample, John's Rusty Tools, LLC. Actually, it just says LL. What happened? What?
Well, I've heard worse. I've heard things like cut off in the middle of a word, but that kind of is. You said that was a Visa card, right?
This is a MasterCard? Yeah, MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay, that should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's going to be 5572.
Mm-hmm.
3102.
Yes, sir.
7056.
Okay.
7605.
And then the expiration month and year?
0427.
04 of 2027. And then the last three digits on the back of that card?
725.
Okay, so I've got 725, 725. I've got April or 04 of 2027 for the expiration date. And the card itself was at 5572-3102-7056-7605.
Yes.
Okay. And does that bill at the 10512 140th Street Court East?
That should be, yes.
Okay. Gotcha. That's unit 62. In the next minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I can look at the email. No problem.
Okay. You should get that email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yeah.
That is Pacific time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. Both the phone number as well as the email address will be on that confirmation email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and on the invoice email, there will be a link to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just one or two things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. I know you said you're working on a few things. We've got a 2 o'clock and a 3 o'clock this afternoon, if that works out for you. If not, we can do as early as 7 o'clock tomorrow, with the calendar being pretty wide open. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Would the end of the day today work for you, or would you be looking for something tomorrow?
Let's see. After I finish working out here, I'm up in Seattle, unfortunately, for the day.
Oh, I got gotcha.
Called to come up here.
Okay.
After this, I got my little sister's recital. So how about tomorrow, closer to noon?
Noon? Well, I could do 11 o'clock or I could do 1 o'clock.
Let's do 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock? Okay. It's going to be scheduled from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock. It's a one-hour window for a call. That really does take about half that time. Be a few minutes after the top of 1 o'clock hour when they give you a call. If I am between phone calls when our technician is ready, I'll be on the first part of that call just to introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions you might have. If I am on a call and I don't get a lot of advance notice, I don't know if it's going to be 105 or 110 when they are ready to call you. If I am already on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll do very good taking care of you. They'll have your file. If I'm not on that call, well, I guess really, even if I am, I wanted to real quickly here set up a little additional security on your account, just a question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with John's Rusty Tools, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we're still going to ask you to give us the answer to the question. More importantly, Mr. Sample, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, they're going to need to know, first of all, my name, which is Paul Gordon. They will also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for your security question here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The birth one.
The city you were born in? And then what is the answer?
Gresham, Oregon.
Okay. Just type it in twice, which are all set there. And then did you happen to either receive the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I can double check. I have. Yes, I have. I got the text and I got the email.
Okay, perfect. And then it looks like the welcome email is in the queue, so you should receive that shortly. I'm actually glad it did not get sent yet. But the one that we want you to see is the one that you've already received. So if you open up the Local Splash initial invoice, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then the blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on it, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, beginning with the services we'll be providing on the left-hand side, Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see?
Yeah.
Okay. So, of course, we're going to optimize your listing on Google. We'll mirror the content on Bing as well. It's only about 1 out of 10 people that will be choosing Bing over Google, but we do still want you to receive those opportunities. Of course, I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either type in or copy and paste Johnny Sample. It is case sensitive. If you copy it, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. But once you've got your name exactly as it appears there, click the confirm signature box just below it. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've included the website for you, reduce the cost. It will allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password, and if you see that, you can actually stop right there.
I was going to say, yeah, that's where I'm at.
Okay. You can stop right there. It's just our automated system thinking both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true. In this case, that's why it's asking you, though, to log in. The same dashboard portal is what you'll be using when your tracking system is activated. In the next day or so, once we do your client interview tomorrow, you'll receive both the username and the default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do, and that's okay, too. I can give you the username because that has been assigned, and it cannot be changed. Luckily, it's easy to remember. It's just the number that we're speaking on, area code included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, your username is 253-686-6047. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, that's the one on the confirmation email, please include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. And then we can, of course, forward it out to the right department. Anything and everything can be sent there, although they will give you photos at localsplash.com during that client interview, so you can email the photos team directly if you like. The other thing that I'm going to send out to you, too, and this is to help us get you Google PIN verified a little bit faster. It's going to say action needed, photos for Google verification. There's going to be a list of things on here. Anything and everything that you can include will be helpful for us, although you don't need all of it. I'm just trying to multitask as I send that out to you. But, you know, things like a photo of your equipment, your tools, your vehicle, anything like a business card or anything like that, that will help us to get your PIN verified. I'm going to send that out to you. There's actually a link on there that you can use to facilitate that process. But other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, hopefully I will be available around 1 o'clock when we call you back tomorrow. If not, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing. And, of course, looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I do have a business card and a logo that I'll be sending.
Perfect. That's perfect. Yeah, we'll definitely want to use that in the content that we create and also in the verification of the business listing itself. Wonderful to speak with you again, Johnny. You take care. I'll let you get back to it. But hopefully I'm available when our technician gives you a call tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you very much. You take care, Mr. Sample. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Oh, quick question.
Sure.
Am I good to save this number? And you said your name was Mike? I'm sorry, what was your name one more time?
My name is Paul. The number that you see is outbound, but you can call it. It would route back through our mapping coordinators, and they can transfer the call. The one that's on the confirmation email, the toll-free number, that's the general business number. It's option one for client support. My extension is 746.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, sweet. Thank you so much. I appreciate
All right.
it.
Thank you for taking the time today. You take care, sir. You have a great rest of the day. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You too, Bob.